zoning session of the Lord South Request Zoning Community Committee. We have one person here.
We only have one person.
We have one person. We have no opposition. We're not going to read the song and dance. Alan, would you like to join us at the table?
And he filled out his form.
And maybe go on the end, because we are recording this.
Okay.
You have a recording device right there. This is file number ZAA 6 of 2008. And it's to alter four clauses of the development agreement to do with DAZ 229 of 1978. This is exactly 30 years old. Now, Harry and I were both here.
Yep.
And we remember it. No, we don't.
Name and address.
Alan, can we have your name and address for, sure, for the record for mailings?
My name is Alan Peters, and it's Post Office Box 1462, Winnipeg, R3C, 2Z4.
You got all that down?
Sorry, no, I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, start again. P.O. Box.
P.O. Box 1462.
Yeah.
Winnipeg, R3C, 2Z4. That's Station M.
Yeah. Station M.
Station M. Yeah. Station M. Okay.
Okay. I have some questions for you. We'll try to skip by. We have the reports here. The administration agrees with the removal of clauses 5 and 7, so that's easy. We're dealing with 4 and 6. I would like to know on clause 4, or on clause, yeah, clause 4, the westerly 20 feet shall be landscaped. That's the frontage on Brookside Boulevard.
That's correct.
Now, I have been out to the site, but I would just like you to tell me from Inksbrook North on either the City of Winnipeg side or the Rosser side, which properties have landscaping in their front 20 feet?
None.
But if we had 20 feet to your property, what is beyond your property? In your property and pavement on the street, what's there?
Going north? Or
no. Between your, if you, your property, if you landscape and put gardens in or shrubs
right
in 20 feet, then the city property starts. But it's not pavement yet. What is between the
there
end
is
of
no
your
city property,
property
there?
Yes, there is. It's called Brookside Boulevard.
Oh, the Brookside, right.
But what, before the
ditch
pavement, there's a ditch. So you would have 20 feet of bushes.
And then a ditch.
Gardens, and then a ditch that the city doesn't maintain.
That's
doesn't
true
cut the grass in. And then the four-lane pavement would
right
start then.
That's right.
So you would be landscaping 20 feet to a ditch.
That's correct.
Now, what is on that 20 feet now?
Just basically grass.
You have some grass. So
yeah.
You're not parking in that 20 feet.
No. No, there's no parking.
If you were to get sewer and water, as an example, to your property, it would run down Brookside Boulevard.
That's correct.
There would be no more ditch. The ditch
that's
would
right
disappear.
That's right.
You, or the city, somebody would have to sod over that ditch. Would you be willing to upgrade your grass to the condition of the new grass that's going in?
Oh,
put
for
some
sure
grass feet, put sod, so you don't have 20 feet of crap and then
absolutely
a decent. And you, of course,
absolutely,
it is your responsibility once we take the ditch away to mow that boulevard.
Absolutely.
You would mow your own. So if the condition were amended to say that should the property, should the ditch in front of the property become obsolete due to installation of water and sewer, that you would maintain the 20 feet in grass,
that's
to the same standard as the 20 feet covering
the ditch.
Ditch.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, of course.
Good. Clause 6 says that you shall asphalt or concrete your all your aisleways and outdoor your area. I would like to know similarly from Inksbrook Boulevard North, all the properties on both your side of Brookside Boulevard and the Rosser side, how many have their lots paved?
That's north up to us, none.
Beyond you?
Beyond
north
us, only Manitoulin.
Manitoulin.
And then they're back they've got, I believe, 10 acres up front, and then their back 30 acres is gravel.
Okay. There's talk, if we were to approve it, of putting a dust inhibitor down. Have you given any consideration to combination of gravel and oil, which would take care of it for once and for all and make it look like asphalt? The city does it to roads.
At one time, yeah. Spraying oil on it, though. My understanding is that that's not an acceptable procedure.
It's not. It's funny, we do it with roads. We're doing it with this summer with Jefferson from the tracks to King Edward. Type 2 oiling, it's called. You put down 4 inches of gravel and you put some oil. But you have a considerable gravel base now.
We have a considerable gravel base, and we have some portions of it that have been asphalted and asphalt chipping. And the plan for us is to put in washed gravel. So to to keep the dust level down, to have Searcy spray the lot twice a year with calcium chloride, which is a dust inhibitor.
So if we put in, so it could be amended, that you put a washed gravel surface over the the entire area, non-built up area, and to have it treated with calcium chloride twice annually.
Yeah.
This would serve your purpose and not be putting dust throughout the neighborhood.
That's right. Then I'll only have to worry about the dust from the other properties.
I know. But we're moving in a direction. We're not chewing the whole thing at once and making you pave, but on the other hand, you will contribute to the betterment of the area.
Yes, absolutely.
As, by the way, I would like to, among these huge throngs in this public venue, thank you for the spearheading the installation of sewer and water along Brookside. I realize it's not a done deal yet, but you have agreement by more than the required 60%.
Yes.
And you should be receiving the city's petition any day. And you say you've been told you have the required signatures, and I look forward to seeing that done. And you get your sewer and water, we got our grass frontage.
Yeah, I think it's important for the neighborhood. I really do. I think it's an area of the city that that will stand the test of time.
For sure.
Then we're done.
You want to move it?
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Anything more you want to say?
I just want to thank Michael Robinson. I mean, he's been really informative and has helped me guide me through this process. I've been absent from it for a long time, so he's been very informative, very helpful.
But recognize that Michael Robinson gets a big bouquet.
Okay. Move, Mr. Chairman, that the report of the administration be taken as read.
All in favor?
And the receipt of public representation be concluded.